each of his final moments.
Well, look, let me be clear that the footage is disturbing, you know, because we've got images of Muammar Gaddafi seeming very much alive in custody, and also his son, let's not forget Mutasim, the former head of the National Security Council. He was the senior commander for Central and Eastern Libya, a major figure in the security forces, and there's video footage of him even smoking a cigarette with no wounds and later a gaping wound on his neck. So the evidence is pretty strong that at least to merit an investigation.
And when you look at that footage, Fred, what's your reaction?
Well, look, I have to say I find it quite ugly. You know, it's distasteful.
But understandable?
Well, is it absolutely? Am I surprised? In no way whatsoever. No, look, we've seen the rebel forces on the field, on the battlefield now for 8 months. This is a ragtag group of really a civilian, you know, an uprising with no training. So we've seen them behave like this in regular checkpoints where there's no fighting whatsoever. And so it's really no surprise that there'd be this kind of a reaction after such intense fighting in CERT when they capture the guy who's been ruling their country for 42 years. So was it surprising for us? Absolutely not. But is it disturbing? It is deeply. It is deeply. And that's why an investigation is required.
And there is a message, presumably, that will eventually, ultimately, be sent out here as to whether this is acceptable or not for those who worked for Gaddafi.
Well, the big issue here is how is Libya going to deal with all of the people who worked for Gaddafi's government over the previous four decades?
Yeah.
And this treatment sends a message, right, that people can take justice into their own hands. And that's what's so dangerous. It can put Libya into a really difficult downward spiral.